All right, it's time for the Property Pulse here at 96.7 TSAFM. Every single Wednesday, we either talk with a home inspector or a realtor, and today, it's Russ Rosinski's turn from Bird Dog Home Inspection. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, Tom.
How are you?
I'm great.
Awesome. Yeah, warm weather's coming up on the way, right? And inspections must be getting ready, or, what do you do?
Well, I've been inspecting right through the winter. It's a little grueling with the frost, but we're getting there, and the frost's starting to come out of the ground. Still got a lot of snowpack in some areas.
Absolutely.
But there's light at the end of the tunnel.
But you got to bring your boots now because it's mud season, huh?
Boots year-round. You know, you just never know what you're going to get into, doing what we do.
Absolutely. So what are we going to do today? Like inspection day, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk about inspection day today.
The day is the final day. We got to inspect. It's your day, and so now what do we do?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people, they wonder about how long an inspection takes, and, that's a question that's got a lot of variables.
Okay.
It all depends on what services, you choose, the size of the home. Something like a condo can take only an hour to fully inspect, whereas a larger home or a home that has a whole bunch of ancillary testing with it could take up to 4 hours. Again, all depending on what you have. Mm-hmm. If there's homes with a lot of deferred maintenance, that's a lot of details that the inspector has to document. So it just naturally takes a little bit longer.
Exactly.
So, it's a wide range. The average inspection is going to be about 2 to 2.5 hours.
All right. So does the buyer attend the inspection at all? That's a question people want to know.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they do. And it's a personal choice. Uh-huh. There's a lot of clients that are busy with their work life and they don't want to take the time off, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of clients that don't want to attend because they know that the inspector is just going to focus and do their job and do their best work if left alone anyway. But then there's some clients that absolutely want to attend, and that's totally fine as well. And I certainly encourage either way. It's really a personal choice.
Okay. Does the seller attend the inspection at all? Or?
That is very rare. It's, once in a while the seller's there, especially in our, COVID time or time where people have been working from home. Uh-huh. Sometimes people have to be there because that's their home office.
Okay.
But most of the time they are not in attendance.
All right. What about the agent though? Does the agent attend?
That varies as well. There's some agents that want to be at every minute of every inspection, and there's some agents that are just ghosts and you never see them. That's there's also then some sellers that want the agent to be present.
Mm-hmm.
That is certainly a seller's prerogative. But it does vary. Sometimes you have both agents, sometimes just one agent, and actually sometimes, a lot of times for me, I do the inspections unattended. I just go in there, keep my head to the grindstone, get the job done.
Right, and it's going to take longer if everybody shows up because they're asking you questions, right?
It does, and the questions are great. Clarifying questions for the client, all of that stuff is absolutely great. But the important thing certainly is the integrity of the inspection. And whether there's one person there or 10 people there, it's critical to allow that inspector to do their job.
Right. So if the client attends the inspection, should they just kind of like stay out of your way, or what should they do?
Yeah, there's many opinions on this. And as nice as it sounds on the surface, I very much disagree with having a client follow you around during the inspection.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
There's no need of that.
Well, there could be. I understand the natural curiosity. And actually, when I had a home inspection performed for me many years ago, I was probably the most annoying client that this inspector has ever had. I followed him around. I was opening up electrical panels. I was pointing things out. It must have been a nightmare for him. And I look back on it now and I apologize to him every time I see him. It's simply a distraction.
Yeah. Professional looking at a professional.
Yeah. Everything, with an inspection is imperative to just back away from it. Try not to ask any questions because that could be leading. That could lead the inspector down the wrong road.
Uh-huh.
They could be looking for certain things and miss other things. So I really recommend that client save any questions till the very end.
Okay.
That's when that inspector's going to know about the home going to be able to speak off the cuff about any question.
Okay.
Whether it's modifications they want to do the home, or, hey, did you see this? What do you think of that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very critical. And what I always like to let my clients know, whenever they want to follow around, I always let them know that the home inspection is, again, it's like a physical, and asking questions about the property before the inspector completes the full inspection, mm-hmm. it's like asking your doctor for a diagnosis before you get your blood test results back.
Good analogy.
You just think about that.
Yeah,
right?
You're right. Absolutely.
You know, I've been many times, I've been in the inspection process, and I have someone ask me about something that's two rooms over in a room that I haven't even been in.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't tell you what's wrong with that yet. So right. Let's let the facts roll out first.
Yeah, exactly. So do you recommend your clients, you know, what do you recommend they do on inspection day? You know, like the day's here, what do they got to do?
Yeah, number one, allow your inspector to focus on the inspection.
Okay.
So I always say inspect first, talk later.
Okay. Perfect.
You know, one thing people might not think about, they want to be there right at the beginning of that inspection.
Yeah.
Actually, I recommend that you arrive a few minutes late and allow that inspector to park where they need to.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's the inspector is the one showing up with the equipment.
Yes.
We've got ladders. We may have equipment for doing a septic inspection. The inspector needs to assess the property and park in a critical location so mm-hmm. they can properly bring their equipment to where they need to.
Gotcha.
So actually, don't show up early.
Okay.
Show up a few minutes into it if you're going to show up. You could even show up a few hours into it, depending on how long this inspection is forecasted to be. You should always reach out to your inspector for a forecast of when to arrive, you know, if you want to arrive a little later.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly don't plan to arrive early at that inspection.
All right.
Counterintuitive to the way I operate with everything else.
Yes.
I always say to be early is to be on time.
Exactly.
Not if you're the client at the inspection. Let the agents get there.
Okay.
Let the inspector get there.
Yeah.
Also, bring a few things with you. You know, I always say like a 25-foot tape measure, a pen and a notepad, and that allows the client to go around, measure rooms, and develop their own floor plans. So mm-hmm. they have something tangible to take away.
Yeah.
Your typical real estate listing isn't going to have a floor plan present. A lot of people want to know, what can we do with this space?
Yeah.
You know, how can we reconfigure it? And that's fun things for people to do.
Sure.
Also, bring some snacks and bring something to drink. You know, if it's on a private water system and the water hasn't been tested yet,
yeah.
you never know what you could be drinking.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't drink the water.
Absolutely. Another thing I'd recommend is that they take a lot of pictures. Mm-hmm. You know, take a lot of their own pictures.
For sure.
You can snap hundreds of photos on your cell phone very easily. It gives you both a record of what was there on the day of inspection and has a reference point for you when you scratch your head and say, how was that room configured?
Yeah.
You know, where was that door? So on and so forth.
Yeah.
And I also recommend you walk around the property yourself.
Sure.
You know, check the property out.
Yeah.
You're going to see it from a different angle than the inspector and perhaps anyone else. And it may, you know, trigger a question or two that you may have for something you might see around the property.
Absolutely.
You also have the opportunity as a buyer, if you are on site at the inspection, to ask the agents all sorts of questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can ask them about the community. You can ask them about the property. You might see some different equipment that the inspector does not inspect
mm-hmm.
that you may, you know, want to forward a question to the seller and, hey, how does this work?
What is this all for?
Exactly.
What's that long rod for?
You never know.
I'm testing the water down there. I'm using the old-fashioned way.
And lastly, I would say check the items that that are not included in the inspection. You know, they might not be included in the inspection, but mm-hmm. they might be part of the sale. So
yeah.
stuff like your washer, your dryer, maybe the refrigerator. There's other things, you know, spas, pools.
Yeah.
There's several different things that you could check out and at least know if you want to drill down deeper, have another specialist come in and look at things.
Absolutely. So we'll drill down deeper on what the inspection actually does, and we'll do all that later in other podcasts and stuff.
We certainly will.
Segments, yeah.
And I look forward to that.
Absolutely. All right, Russ, thank you so much for hanging out with this Property Pulse here. It's been wonderful, and I've learned a lot today.
It's good stuff. I love doing this with you, Tom, and I look forward to the next one.
Absolutely. Thank you, Russ. I appreciate you. There goes Russ Rosinski from Bird Dog Home Inspections, and you can check him out at
birddoghome.com.
All right, there you go. That's the Property Pulse here every Wednesday at 96.7 TSA FM. Good morning.